Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Okay, welcome back to the Quilted Bananas program. I've got an interview here this morning with Miss Rose Valentina coming up. And yes, you're listening to the Quilted Bananas program. That's an acronym. It stands for Queer, Intersex, Intersectional, Lesbian, Trans, Takatāpui, NB, Diverse. That's the end of Quilted. New word, bananas, bisexual, asexual, and nanas. And we honour the mana whenua of Te Ate Awa because we broadcast from the very heart of Te Whanganui Ataara, Wellington, and we're on the airwaves blowing through the breeze to you. Actually, we do so, I think, right across the country if you're listening live. And here comes my interview with Miss Rose Valentina about her new EP, which was actually released in March. It's called Bite. And, Bite, as in like a vampire does, bites with fangs. And, yeah, because it's New Zealand Music Month now. And Miss Rose Valentina is so prolific that she's actually moved on. She's released a whole new single yesterday called I Think You're Gay. But this goes back to March. It's a 5-track EP. It's so good. Miss Rose Valentina is like underground. Should totally check her out on Bandcamp. And here's a really big interview. It's a track by track of her EP. I'm going to play it from here. Yep. And here it comes.
Okay. We're just admiring Miss Rose Valentina's CDs of Bite, the EP. And let me just start with the dedication. This EP is dedicated to vampires, parasites, witches and bitches, blood-sucking, I don't think we can say the F word, but probably not mother F word.
Mother truckers.
Mother truckers. But most importantly, this EP is for you. And that connects, the dedication there connects to what it says here in the press release, that you were influenced by the gothic soul influences of Ototake.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Of course I do. So moving to Christchurch, moving to Ototahi was a very quick process. It happened very fast, and it took me a while to set in, of course, because that's what happens when you move cities.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, for like the first few months, I was like major unemployed vibes. But this was also at the peak of like, not I wouldn't say the peak, but it was like the ultimate decline of when everyone was losing their jobs from like the government, and there was no work for anyone, and it was so like hundreds of people would be applying for the same job. So I really had too much time on my hands until I got back on my feet. And so I would just walk around like Christchurch Central and all the beautiful Victorian buildings and cathedrals and the art center and all of these different places that were built, I discovered were built during the Gothic Revival in the 19th century. So having that really wonderful, like, because some buildings are like nice and pretty and like in Victorian and Gothic just for the aesthetic, but this was like, these buildings were built during a time where it was irrelevant sort of aesthetic, maybe culturally. And so I like that because it's more genuine and they're repurposed for modern experience. So it feels like these buildings are staying in time with us while still maintaining their vintage sort of background.
Cool. There's like this slightly brooding sound to the beginning of the album with the way it takes off. That kind of goth to me. There's like a dark, would you call it a minor chord, something like that. And that is in the song. I haven't told the listeners, but I probably did before I started playing this recording, that we're doing a track by track analysis of this 5-track EP, which, by the way, listeners, has two hidden bonus tracks that you get if you buy it.
So get it.
You get the CD, which is in all good CD stores, but also you can actually buy it on Bandcamp as an album. You still get the two hidden tracks there, I think. I'm pretty sure you do.
Well, I would say the stock that is available at Creeps Record Parlor in Newtown. But
Wow.
they're selling out fast, so make sure you get in because I've been getting the reports. They're also available at Real Groovy, which is something I never thought would ever happen. Big, big deal.
So you
And then they're
are real
also
Ruby.
I know that it's and then thank you. And then it's also available at Ride On Super Sound in Ototahi. So if you want a copy and you're a local, go ahead and go there because it's a beautiful little indie store, and you're also supporting a beautiful store who have been super supportive and nice and kind. So shout out to them.
Awesome. Baby Dance Unwired featuring
Yes.
DL. Is that how I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about this song.
So this was actually a very different song when it started, and it was originally called Drama Queen, and it was supposed to be the name of this project, but I really hated the song when it was finished. So it wasn't resonant with who I was. It was resonant with who I was when I wrote it, but then when I finished it, I was like, oh, never mind. I don't like this at all, so I'm going to change it. And the idea came from a writing session with JL, who came up with the lyrics Baby Dance. I think it was like Baby Dance Under the Lights or something like that, or Baby Dance on Fire. And I was like, oh, I love that, but what if it was Baby Dance Unwired? Because it's, like when you're at a club and the lights are hitting and the music is good and the bass is fat and the grooves are grooving, like you do kind of like lose yourself in the music if you're there for the music, of course. But to me, like the song is about a gothic club, and it was inspired by a gothic club night because at San Fran in Wellington, they do those like 80s nights sometimes. And have you been to those?
And 24-hour party people, I think is maybe what you're referring to. Yes, I
I
have.
think so, yes. And so, like, it's so fun. And like, it's to me, it feels very gothic. And sometimes they have them at Valhalla too, which is a very, very, very gothic venue. And great for metal, great for punk music. So, yeah, it was just kind of inspired by like this fantasy of Jay and I just like stepping into the building in like our most dramatic outfits and shoes and hair and makeup, and everyone's just like, oh, who are those people? Like we're stepping into the room and everyone knows who we are. And setting the tone for Bite, because after that it gets pretty fucking crazy.
don't need alcohol or drugs to get high.
Yeah, I don't really want to do drugs either.
I just want to hear my song.
Right.
Play my motherfucking song.
Very retro, isn't it? Just that.
Yes.
Boom, 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 boom. What is it from? The mind.
Well, that song production-wise, because I started it before as Drama Queen, I was listening to a lot of Jade Thirlwall, she's a former member of Little Mix, which is crazy. But like her debut single, Angel of My Dreams, has this really crazy bass line, and it kind of goes like doo 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 doo. And I really wanted like a siren-y synth that like kind of goes in the other direction, so the bass is going down and then the synths are going up, so it creates this weird like separating tension that's just like it's breaking the room apart.
Yeah, amazing.
And then you've also got like the what, which like is like a straight squiggly line, so you've got squiggly line and then you've got this going on, and it's like the whole thing is just kind of breaking apart.
Yeah, that's what a beautiful description of that vibe. It is so good. I was gonna
tension.
Ask, I
tension.
Tension. There must be tension. There must be conflict. I was gonna ask you a little bit about your songwriting process. Like, do you? Because I've noticed the amount of kind of diversity and variety that's just sonically that comes out in your music, and so therefore I'm assuming you potentially don't have a formula. You're not potentially very you don't go like, I just invent a beat and then I'll invent a melody and then I'll invent some other little, what's it called in sewing, trims.
Yes, hems.
Do you
stitching.
Have a formula? Am I making that up? You absolutely do. No,
well, I have like a structure, which is like verse, pre-chorus, chorus, verse, pre-chorus, chorus, some type of crazy bridge or breakdown, and then final chorus. Or sometimes it'll just be like verse, pre-chorus, chorus, second verse, bridge, final chorus. So I have like go-to structures,
yeah,
that I kind of stick to. Lyrically and vocally, no, it really just like depends on what I'm feeling in the moment. Like that's the another interesting part about this project, and what makes it so significant is the amount of guitars that I use, because I just signed up to Splice a year ago, and I was using it because I wanted to make more sample-esque beats, which I did with Synth Aquatica. Hello, shout out to Miss Synth Aquatica. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, since I've got this subscription and I've got like all these points, I might as well like get into guitars and start like basing music around guitars, because I've always wanted to do that and I've tried to do it in so many ways and it's just never been successful until this moment. Ah! So yeah, so this process was basing songs around guitars and then like kind of just making beats and seeing how I feel about them. So every song has a different feeling because I'm going for a different idea, or I have a different, or I have an intention in mind going into the studio, but I almost never have I never have a plan. I just kind of go in, chug a whole can of energy drink, and then let the ideas come out. And they do. It's my go-go juice. And I talk about it and bite. I say go-go juice.
Okay. Well, we hear the next song, The Spectator, and then you can tell me about that.
Yes.
The sun's gone and you're lurking in the shadows and I cannot sleep at night, 'cause your presence terrifies me. Someone's knocking at my door, supernatural I explore, burning holes right through my eyes, freak me out just out of spite. Or do you have an appetite for me? Praying on me from afar, I'm so uncomfortable 'cause you're near me. Your possessions, obsessions are burning holes into my skin. It's getting under and under and I can feel it deep within me now. Need you to fucking get out. I feel you watching me. And I won't go to heaven. This demon possession, and I'm its obsession. 11, 11, and I won't go to heaven. This demon possession, and I'm its obsession. 11, 11, and I won't go to heaven. This demon possession, and I'm its obsession. 11, 11, and I won't go to heaven. This demon possession, and I'm its obsession.
That's the one with a lot of guitar. And yeah, when I was first listening to this, I was like, he's bringing in the guitar. And lyrically, it's still in keeping with sort of your vampire. It's got, are you singing about a vampire? What are you singing about? What is the entity? What is the entity? Not necessarily the actual individual. Don't breach anybody's privacy.
Okay, so there's an artistic interpretation and a real life interpretation. So the real life inspiration, I'll say not interpretation, the real life inspiration was about 5 or 6 years ago, I had a stalker. And I had a real life stalker who I caught stalking me a couple of times in my home. I also had an incident with them where... Because it was like an ex-boyfriend, but it was like creepy. It was a very creepy ex-boyfriend. And while we were together, I'll never forget it. I don't know if this actually happened, and it was just kind of me going crazy. But I lived in a flat where we never locked the front door, but it was also very secluded, so no one, we never had a break-in. And one night, I remember waking up, and my body felt like it had been touched and played around with, and then like a certain part of my body had felt penetrated, which is strange because I was like, how did that happen? And so I don't know if it actually happened because I never got the confirmation, but I remember waking up being like, did they come over last night? No, they didn't. And so I was like, still kind of freaks me out sometimes. And then after that, in that breakup, I moved house and I caught them stalking me at my other house. So ever since then, I've kind of had like a fear of being home alone because I fear them being outside my house at night.
Yeah.
Every flat that I've ever been in since then, I always get really paranoid when I'm home alone and everyone's like, oh my God, but no one's around. It's like, yeah, but I have stalkers, or I don't even know if they're still stalking. I don't even know where they are. So like, it's a real fear that I still have, but it's okay because I still function. And the song I wrote the song The Spectator last year, when I was living in Avonhead, and I lived next to a church that had this big glowing church cross above it. And at night, especially in the winter, when I wrote the song, I wrote it in the winter, it was a very foggy suburban area, so during the winter it would be cold and foggy, and so that's where the idea of cold air whispers in the fog, because you could feel like the crispness, and then like the feeling of someone being in my space, like a ghost, is something that I think about. And so, as a way to sort of like make the concept of being stalked or the fear of being stalked less scary is by giving it a personality, so or my paranoia, so to speak, because there is a very good chance that they're not even around anymore, obviously, because I'm in a different city now. But it's so I decided to call it The Spectator, and then Law Drop, there is an interlude, which is one of the bonus tracks, that is derivative of The Spectator's like production, called Cyclops. Because to me, when I think of the spectator and what it looks like, it's not this person. It's that like Cyclops character from the SpongeBob movie, the one with like the big singular eye and the like space mask on and the whole space suit and space head, and they're just like walking around with one big eye poking out of that little like circle screen. So
Wow, I wasn't expecting such a heavy real life experience, but thanks for sharing. I'm really sorry that that has happened and is sort of ongoingly in your mind. Well, you described it as paranoia, whichever it's an effect, is a harm has happened.
yeah. Well, thank you, but I feel much safer because I live in houses that are, the flats that I've lived in for the last year or so have been really heavily gated and safe. So I have no concern about them being able to get in or just look around, because it's just, they wouldn't be able to see me. They
Yeah.
wouldn't be able to lurk from the street. They wouldn't
Yeah.
be able to drive by. It's re I so I've that fear is less and less prominent, and I'm okay because I'm always around people, so like I never really feel it. But there was a time last year where my flatmate was gone for like a month, and I was in this old crick house that was built in the fucking 50s, and I was in that house by myself for a month, and so every night I would just like, the anxiety was real. And so I wrote about it, and now I have a hit song. So
It is beautiful art, and I actually had noticed lyrically that it's unrelenting. You don't actually like maybe a traditional pop song will be like, "Oh, I feel awkward, I feel uncomfortable around you," and then they would sort of switch to, "But it's you make you give me butterflies, you make me feel tingly or something like that to kind of positivize that feeling. But that song, you're just like, no, you make me really uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable around you is kind of the vibe.
It's cool. That's not, to me, that's what gothic music is, though. It's the, what I love about gothic culture, at least poetically and verbally, is it's so driven by direct confrontation. And I really resonate with that because I don't need like word salads. I don't need like poetic phrases and for my story to be drowned in similes and analogies. It's just, it is what it is. It's beautiful.
And the next song on the album is called Bite. It's the eponymous track, featuring Latasha. And you are the vampire in this song. You are like reclaiming your power and your ability to suck blood, or whatever it is that you want to do with those fangs. Shall we hear it? Let's just go.
Call me a vampire, call me a witch, call me a parasite, call me a bitch. I can take it and will swallow it down like a pill. An immovable force, have no choice but endorse. I feel it in my gums, sharpen my teeth for fun. I put the urgency in emergency, just like a diva should. Fuck your courtesy. I've got bites. Sink my teeth in and slurp it upright. Close your eyes and look into the light. It's a hobby, addiction, a vice. I do what I like. I've got vice. Don't need to cheat, but I will shake the dice. Don't need to eat, but I still give you life. It's a hobby, addiction, a vice. I do what I like. Because I've got headphones, iPod, go-go juice, glove, scarf, bra, hair, clips, glass, bag, checked, I'm off. I gotta go, gotta go, go, go.
Can I ask you something?
No, 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 time is fleeting, don't buy mine. You don't like it? Get in line. I feel it in my gums, sharpen my teeth for fun. I put the urgency in emergency, just like a diva should. Fuck your courtesy.
Look, I got a bone to pick that can't be dismissed. Top dog bitch, gotta scratch an itch. Spit on tight, just bait to listen. Fuck a snack, I need a menu missing. And if I could be mad when I play this fool. Big protein for the ass is that. Girl gon' say she ate that. Thumb to the index, say that. Start being born like a nebula. Yes, my girls, I'm ahead of her. Dropping these things on the regular. Been a guillotine, I'm beheading the light.
Start being born like a nebula. Yes, my girls, I'm ahead of her. Dropping these things on the regular. Been a guillotine, I'm beheading the light.
I've got bites. Sink my teeth in and slurp it upright. Close your eyes and look into the light. It's a hobby, addiction, a vice. I do what I like. I've got bites. Don't need to cheat, but I will shake the dice. Don't need to eat, but I still give you life. It's a hobby, addiction, a vice. I do what I like.
Got bites.
Bites.
Hey, I'm just popping back in, interrupting my own interview with Miss Rose Valentina, just to name check that you're listening to Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, and you're listening to the Quilted Bananas program with me, Creek. And we're just going to go straight back into that interview. I'm just helping to orient the listeners. If you're like, what am I listening to? You're listening to Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM and the Quilted Bananas program.
Tell me some things about Bite. Like, this song just is, well, it's the reason that it's the name of the album, probably. Yeah. It's just such a banger.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I said this in another interview. I called it, I called the project Bite based on the song. Now, the song was just inspired by, like, it wasn't even supposed to be a vampire moment. I was just, like, wanting to write about, like, my energy. I find that something that I have accepted within myself, and I don't mean this in a self-deprecating way, I mean this with full pride, with full confidence. I know who I am, and I know what this looks like for me. I am a bitch. I am a bitch. I am a diva. Actually, the song is almost called Diva. I am a bitch, and I like to be a bitch, because to me, it doesn't come from a place of being like malicious or snarky or rude. Like, I'm just, I think because of my like natural tendency to be apathetic and blunt, yeah. I come off a bit sharp. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got 10 minutes. I come off a bit sharp. So I just kind of say, like, you know, it was just based on that. And like, I feel like there's something really sexy about like saying you've got bite, because saying you've got bite means that you've got like, you've got a hunger for something, or like you're a hungry person, and you kind of show your teeth, you know, you kind of show yourself to other people in a way that's very vulnerable, but honest.
Yeah.
And I love that. And like the second verse is the most like, that is the second verse is the most authentic to me and who I am. Like when I say like, how is it? I've got headphones. I need my headphones. I need my iPod. I need my go-go juice. I need my, so I have a bag that I carry around everywhere. And so I'm essentially like doing a what's in my bag. So it's like, you know, I've got all these things. I've got a can of go-go juice. I've got my gloves. I've got a scarf. Maybe I have my bra on, or I take it off and keep it in my bag because I don't want to wear it for the rest of the day. You know, clips, a lip gloss, and a, you know, like the things that I have in my bag with me everywhere I go. And if I don't have them, I'm going to be annoying and a mess. And if I'm late and someone's like, you know, can I just talk to you about something? I'm like, nope, I got somewhere else to be. Sorry, you're not paying my bills. Gotta go.
Yeah, there's that cool line. Is it, can I ask you something? And you, no.
Can I ask you? No, 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 time is fleeting. Don't buy mine. You don't like it? Get in line. Get in line is actually another thing that I say a lot now, is like on like Grindr or something, people are like, oh my God, you're so pretty. I want to spend the night with you. And I'm like, take a number and get in line. Okay. Cause you're not the only person right now. Like there is a roster and you're at the bottom.
That's great. STFU.
It's actually shut the bleep up.
Oh yeah, well I was gonna ask you, you elected to bleep a lot of swears in this song, which makes them part of the music. Is that the intention, or you actually are just like, no, I want radio airplay?
So for years I've toyed with the idea of making a song so explicit that I just like a song with intentionally a lot of swear words, and I bleep them all out as a part of the song production. Like it's literally an idea that has existed in my mind since like 2022.
Here.
And it's finally here. And it was just like I remember the day that I recorded it, because it was such a significant day. It was around the time, and I tell this to everyone, it was around the time of the Charlie Kirk assassination. And like my Twitter feed was just stacked with Charlie Kirk, like pro Charlie Kirk propaganda that I was not gonna buy because I'm not that girl. And I was like, oh, sick of looking at Twitter, I'm gonna close it. And then I was like, I'll go on Instagram. And then the first thing I see on Instagram is like a re-news post about like something to do with the government, something to do with Luxon, something to do with Gaza, Palestine, something to do with I don't know, oil or fuel, you know, like one of those like posts, re-news posts, and it's just all bad, scary news.
Yeah.
And I saw it, screamed, and threw my phone across the room. Like I just threw it. I let out the loudest scream because I was like, I cannot fucking take this. I'm like, it's just like, it's a lot. It's a lot to be stuck in a world where you're forced to read about all the horrible things that are going on. So I've had to train my algorithm since to show me less about what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And I was also inspired to get what my birthday present, which is now my favorite thing in the world, which is my iPod. I love my iPod. Look at that. Look at her. Look at this girl over here.
It's a very bejeweled iPod. Beautiful.
The rhinestones. And so I was like, well, I just want to
have a device, wanna, not a phone.
Yeah. And so the song is like, shut the bleep up. So I'm like, and it's fun. It's stupid. It's pointless, but it's fun.
Because I was just like, you never rap. Well, do you?
I know.
But now you do.
Kind of. Kind of. But yeah, this is like my first hip hop song. And I love it.
Get her out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not watching that. Because it's just like, very that, you know. The girls are just trying to grow.
Come on.
You wanna shut me up, you wanna shut me up, you shut the fuck up, like, oh, you wanna shut me up, you wanna shut me up, you shut the fuck up, like, oh, like, oh, I'ma pop my gum, then I flick my hair, cause I don't give a fuck or a shit or a care. That you're a little goblin standing right there, trying to tell me what to say, trying to tell me what to wear. Like, uh-oh, uh-oh, I think I'm gonna bomb. Your glossary is giving me spins.com. You say I'm horrendous, you say that I'm big, with your big ass words and your tiny little dick. Oh, you wanna shut me up, you wanna shut me up, you shut the fuck up. Like, oh, you wanna shut me up, you wanna shut me up, you shut the fuck up. Up, like, oh, like, oh, like, oh, not adding up, then let me show you, 1 + 1 = f*** you. Oh, I'm sorry, was that a little mean? Would you rather my mouth wrap around your Hey, mister, with sensory blisters, can handle a voice louder than your whispers. Giving little boy, it's giving man child, but I'ma say it cute with my pretty little smile, like, cuts. Oh, you wanna shut me up, you wanna shut me up, you shut the fuck up, like, oh, you wanna shut me up, you wanna shut me up, you shut the fuck up, like, oh. Like, oh, oh, like, oh, uh-oh, uh-oh, you wanna shut me up, like, uh-oh, uh-oh, you wanna shut me up, like, uh-oh, uh-oh, you wanna shut me up, like, shut, you wanna shut me up, like, shut, shut, it's giving, giving, like, giving, stupid, it's giving, stupid, shut me up, you wanna shut me up, then shut the fuck up, like, oh, you wanna shut me up, you wanna shut me up, then shut the fuck up, like, oh, 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 oh,
yours too, bitch. Run your hairline. And fuck it, your grandma too. My God.
Okay, we're back. Tell me about. I have to close one eye to read the this title so I get the right number of bands. Bands, five. Okay, bands. That was five.
Yeah, five.
The name of the last track.
Oh, I love this song. So this song, I made it way before I started the Bite Sessions. I made it for a mixtape by Uber Driver, which I think he goes by 1-8 now, Freddie, this fabulous DJ and producer from who lived in Wellington for a while and is now in Narm, like most, you know, people who migrate from Wellington. And he's a fabulous producer DJ, and he wanted me to make a song for his mixtape, but the mixtape never came to be. And I was like, well, okay, so I guess I'll just do my own thing with that. And then, but I hated the demo, and I was like, so I just kind of like left it, and it sat on my laptop for a while. And then I watched a video of Charlie Puth explaining like the sweetener effect for music, where you like have a song and then you put it through tapes and speed it up by like just a little smidge, so it has like a higher, brighter, sweeter tone. There's a bunch of songs from the 80s that used to do that. I gave it a go.
I did not know that.
But you got everyone wants to rule the world. That song.
Wow. One of my favorite songs.
They did that. They sped up the original by just a little bit to give it like a brighter sound and feel. So that's what I did for bands, and I love it. Oh, love it! And then I had so much fun playing around with glitching and repetition, and it was just like it was a song that wasn't really meant to be anything, and then it just kind of became something on its own over time, very slowly. And like I really it was a last minute addition, so it wasn't really meant to happen, but it did. And I fucking love it, and I'm really glad because everyone else seems to love it too.
I don't want your dick in my DM. Don't want your gross breath all up in my ass. I don't need your love up until the end. All I want is your cash, your bands.
Hey, big spender, ready to invest. Dollars, euros, yens, I want the best. If you wanna pay for my wish list for kisses, you can find me SLUT4LUXE. You better tap tap, credit or cash app. If you can't do that, then you don't get my kitty cat.
I don't want your dick in my DMs. Don't want your gross rat all up in my ass. I don't need your love up until the end. All I want is your cash, your bands. All I want is your cash, your bands. Your cash, your bands.
Hey Uber driver, let's go out to Bologna. If you pay for the trip, then maybe I'll show you my tatas. Then fly to Milan or the Colosseum. If I don't have to bring my wallet, I'll do whatever you want on. You better tap tap, credit or cash out. If you can't do that, then you don't get my kitty cat.
I don't want your dick in my DMs. Don't want your gross rat all up in my. I don't need your love up until the end. All I want is your cash, your bands. All I want is your cash, your bands. All I want is your cash, your bands.
Listen, thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.
It's been amazing. When it's not here on my hot little hand, it's in our car stereo at the moment. We are banging it out all the time. I really love it. And I'm so impressed by your talent. Thank you.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. That is so sweet coming from you.
Come back to us anytime you put out a release. We'll do a track.
You know I will. You're the first person I think of, obviously. I've been trying to get in your emails for a while.
Thanks, Miss Rose.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Quilted Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. That was Miss Rose Valentina, who you can find on Bandcamp, or if you want to hear or own a hard copy of that CD, which was an EP released in March called Bite, as part of New Zealand Music Month, you can find it in record stores, including Real Groovy, and if you're in Wellington, at Creeps, a record store in Newtown. Hope you enjoyed it. We are now going to dedicate 120 seconds to the, what's it bloody well called? Legislation, Definitions of Woman and Man Amendment Bill, because this is a queer radio show, so, you know, that's passed its first reading this week, and I don't want to not acknowledge that that has happened. However, it's also like on the show, we don't want to give too much oxygen or time to such things. But for your information, that's passed its first reading this week, and it's a bill that is, I think it's Winston Peters' party, New Zealand First, are doing, creating in legislation a meaning of woman and man, and also female and male, and using adult human biological male and adult human biological female as the definitions. 120 seconds. I've probably used 60 of them. Because it's passed its first reading, what that means is it will now go to select committee, and that gives you the opportunity to make submissions on it. And so that's the main thing I want to say about it. Like, if you want to, you can tell the government what you think of that law. And I want to say one reassuring thing, which is that, in fact, most of our laws today, I'm pretty sure I remember them doing a whole omnibus bill to get rid of the terms man, mainly the term man was in all of the laws, and replace it with person. So legislatively, it won't mean quite as much as they want it to. So somewhat it is just performative. However, I also acknowledge it's also legitimizing erasure of certain people and bullying, and like potentially legitimizes not being able to just like ask people to say your pronouns or who you are and that kind of thing. So some people in our community might not potentially like that. The Minister for Women, who's a National Party person, has expressed reservations about it herself. And so, you know, it may not even cross that second hurdle. We don't know yet. That's 120 seconds. So just look out for when submissions open. It's called the Legislation Definitions of Woman and Man Amendment Bill. That's all I want to say about it. That's all the time I want to give to it. I've got a guest in the studio here for the last 5 minutes of the show, Sian Torrington. Hello there.
Hi.
Sian Quinnell Torrington.
Thank you.
You're an artist. Please tell us about positive things that we can actually enjoy in our lives.
Thank you. My pronouns are they, them.
Hold on a minute.
Oh.
Come back again.
There we go. My pronouns are they, them, and I do not identify as a woman or a man. So I really appreciate your reminder to submit on that bill. And I did actually really enjoy reading, a national MP saying, oh, well, we've voted it through the first reading so that we can hear from everyone. So I was like, okay, great. Let's make sure that they hear from everyone. Like, sometimes I like just taking people at face value and going, cool, okay. So, yes, thank you for the reminder. I will be submitting on that pile of horse poo.
It is.
Yeah.
Waitohi.
Yeah.
In the coming week.
Yeah, so I'm doing a project this week, which I have probably talked about a couple of years ago on this show in a different form. It's called How Is Your Heart? And it's been commissioned by the Public Art Fund, Wellington City Council. So thank you very much to them for funding it, because arts funding is extremely difficult at the moment. And it's a project for these times that we live in, where things are really complex and lots of things are happening that are really activating or make us feel uncertain or are uncertain. And like Miss Rose Valentina was saying, sometimes you just want to throw your phone across the room and just kind of get it all away from you and create some space for you to just be. So that's the idea of this project, is to create a space where you can check in with yourself and be with how you are right now in this moment. So I made this project in like the COVID times of lockdowns and stuff, where I noticed that when we came out of that space of isolation, it became very hard to answer the question, how are you? Like, either you kind of were just like, I'm fine. Or certainly the thought in my mind was like, where do I start? Like, I'm so not fine, but I don't want to load that onto you, lovely person who's asking me how I am. Mm. And so I developed this idea of expressing how we are by showing instead of having to tell with words. Mm. So the project involves wearable sculptures that you can put on. So there are 27 of them, and they're on clothes rails, just like if you go into a beautiful clothes shop, and you can choose the one or ones that feel like, yeah, that's how I feel right now, mm-hmm. and put them on. And there are mirrors. You can look at yourself. You can walk around with them and just, yeah, kind of visually show yourself in a reflection and other people how you are right now. Mm. The other part of the project is that I do readings. So there's a box of words, and all of those words are what people have said in response to the question, how is your heart? Mm. So none of them are my words, and they're words like spiky, calm, whirlwind. Beautiful words. And I invite people to sit down, choose three words out of the box, and then in response to those words, I make them a piece of art, using drawings, fragments of drawings and sculptures that they can put on and take away.
Rapid
soft sculpture. And it's a gift. So that's the project. It's at Johnsonville.
Right. Yeah, tell us when and where.
It's at Johnsonville Library, Waitohi Community Hub, next week from Tuesday to Friday. I will be there from 10 till 12 and 1 till 3 every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And when you say next week, you mean the week that's coming up after today, which is Sunday?
Yes, yep. The week that's coming up. Yep. So I think Tuesday is the 26th.
Yep.
So Tuesday is readings, Wednesday is trying on sculptures, Thursday is readings, Friday is trying on sculptures. It's free. Mm. Come and visit me. There's also an exhibition upstairs, which you can see if you're walking past.
Yeah. That's Waitohi, the Johnsonville Library, this coming week with Sian Grinnell Torrington. Thanks for listening, everybody. We have been the Quilted Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.